Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, I guess, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. No matter how serious it gets here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about now, it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And because we're using the word weeks once again, which really could spill into months as I, as I worked on the show today, that is why we are having an all radio obituary episode. Is this like the third one already in this radio obituary year? This is crazy talk. I had looked up and saw that the backlog was, after I pulled the obits for this week for before research, we were well over 80 obits in the backlog. So that meant that we needed to take this opportunity to do a little bit of a deep dive, try to clear things out, especially because I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I'll be here next week. Yes, next week I will be here in the studio with you, the listener, and we'll be having a lovely, lovely time because that's what we do. But then, the 2 weeks following, I will not be here. I will be leaving you in very capable hands, though. The first week, it's going to be DJ Ryan D sitting in here from the Music Savage Show, Friday mornings here on WMFO. And then the following week, it will be not Belinda, Chuck U. Both of them are willing to do obits. God love them. I'm going to send them the backlog after next week's episode, so they'll have that to work on if they so choose. They don't have to. Nobody is as insane about this as me. Let's just put that out there, recognize the mania, own it, and move forward. Because that's what we're going to do. So we can safely say that next week's episode will not be an all radio obituary episode, but it will be a free association. I can call that right now. I have no illusions about this situation next week, because I'll be getting myself together to leave town for 2 weeks. I'll be getting on a plane mere hours. I mean, like, 4 hours after the show. So I won't be terribly focused on putting extreme amounts of labor into next week's episode. I'm just warning you now. I think it's only fair to you to know these things, because I also know you won't hold it against me. You seem happy, especially those of you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, which, by the way, if you want to get in on that free association for next week, I'll be posting that sometime in the midweek. And if you're one of those listeners who's not in the Facebook chat group, if you want to play that game, you need to go over there and get into the chat group. I'm sorry, that's the method. I really apologize. They're coming to take me away, because that's the method. It's a big night in Medford. So why don't we do some radio obituaries? Yeah, let's do some radio obituaries. Like I said, it's the time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We start off by thanking Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything that he does. And I know it's the first hour, but we're going to do it anyway. I'm going to remind you right now to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Freddie probably wasn't ready for that. But I'm ready for the initial radio obituary tonight for Terry Evans. He was an African-American R&B, blues, and soul singer, guitarist, and songwriter. Worked with many musicians, including Ry Cooder, Bobby King, John Fogerty, Eric Clapton, Joan Armatrading, John Lee Hooker, and Boz Scaggs. And a ridiculously other list. Terry Evans just passed away at 80. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Awful thin, not much to a mug. up bones and skin. But one thing about him I could understand. He wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion that makes your mama wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. The harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion that makes your mama wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock.
Post-initial radio obituary is for Dennis Edwards, the American soul and R&B singer, notably the lead singer, a lead singer, not the a lead singer in the Temptations on Motown. He joined the Temptations in 68 and sang with a group from 68 through 76, then again 80 through 84, then 87 through 89, and then went on to be in the whatever the Temptations remembered thing was. I should know that, but I don't. Should I? In the mid-80s, he attempted a solo career, scoring a 1984 hit with Don't Look Any Further. Dennis Edwards just passed away at 74. It's the post-initial radio obituary in tonight's all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Nobody knows.
Yes, it is an all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. It had to be done. The next radio obituary is for Eddie Shaw, the American Chicago blues tenor saxophonist, also an arranger and band leader. He led Howlin' Wolf's band, The Wolfgang, from 1972, even beyond Howlin' Wolf's death. Eddie Shaw just passed away at 80. He also played with Howlin' Wolf much earlier. It's the next radio obituary for Eddie Shaw, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The cleanup radio obituary is for Bill Hughes. No, not that one. The American jazz trombonist and band leader. He spent most of his career with Count Basie and was the director of the Count Basie Ensemble until September 2010. Bill Hughes just passed away at 87. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Me, hug me, take me in your loving arms. Don't bug me, hug me, give me all your loving charm. Don't bug me, hug me, everything is cool and calm. I'm going to hug you, baby, squeeze you, baby, love you, baby, rock you, baby. Don't bug me, hug me, take me in your loving arms. Don't bug me, hug me, put the light soft and low. Don't bug me, hug me, keep the music mellow and slow. Don't bug me, hug me, kiss me good before you go. Well, hug me, baby, squeeze me, baby, love me, baby, rock me, baby. Don't bug me, hug me, take me in your loving arms.
Think you can say, I don't think that was a half an hour. That wasn't half an hour. But it seems like it was. You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are working on an all radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank here tonight, because if I don't do it, who will? I would never expect a sub to come in here and do an all-radio obituary episode. I barely expect them to do obits at all. I always say it's kind of nice if you would, but you don't have to. But you get troopers like DJ Ryan D and Not Belinda Chuck U in here, and they love it. They say privately afterwards, boy, that's a lot of work. But they love it. I say it's a lot of work, but I love it too. Or else I wouldn't do it. So let's look at the fruit of my labors and move on to the radio obituary for country western music entertainer Morris Taylor. His TV program in Chico, California, The Morris Taylor Show, was one of the longest running locally produced television shows, definitely in Chico, California, but probably in the nation, running from 1956 through 1997. Morris Taylor just passed away at 93. It's a radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, look what my baby done done to me. Well, right. Well, look what my baby done done to me. Oh, yeah. Well, she's the best in all creation. She's the one that gives me aggravation. Well, look what my baby done to me. Well, right. Well, look what my baby done said to me. Well, right. Well, look what my baby done said to me. Oh, yeah. She said, old man, get out of this town. I just can't stand that running around. Well, look what my baby said to me. Well, right. Well, look what my baby done done to me. Oh, baby. Well, look what my baby done done to me. Well, right. I had to catch the fastest train. I'm leaving the town. I'm gonna change my name. Well, look what my baby done to me. Well, right.
Sweetie pie, don't What a treat, dessert's so neat. Gonna have some fun with my sweetie pie pumpkin. Sweetie pie pumpkin. Got to hold you tight or else I'll die. Since I met you, I can't forget you. So please make it yes with your reply. So please make it yes with your reply. Rock and roll.
So much going on. Like this radio obituary for Wendell Eugene, the American jazz musician from New Orleans. He was a popular trombonist in the New Orleans jazz scene and recorded with artists including, let's see here, Kermit Ruffins, Lionel Ferbos. Oh, it was a lot of people. He was, for a time, the oldest active jazz musician in New Orleans. Wendell Eugene just passed away at 94. It's the radio obituary for Wendell Eugene right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You've got to give, you've got to take. Sometimes your heart will break. You've got to give a little, take a little. Let your poor heart break a little. That's the glory of, that's the story of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the glory of, that's the story of love. But as long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we've got each other's arms. You've got to win a little, lose a little, always have the blues a little. That's the glory of, that's the story of love.
great big call. I'm gonna do everything I could. Me big chief, I'm feeling good. Me big chief, I got him tried. Got my boy right by my side. My black boy, he's just been by. My spy boy, he's full of fire. Me whole tribe is having fun. We gonna dance the morning sun.
That bring us to, oh yeah, I see where we're at. This is a lot of radio obituaries. If you haven't noticed already, this is a lot of radio obituaries tonight. So let us now turn to Simon Shelton, also known as Simon Barnes. He was a British actor, best known for playing Dark Knight in The Incredible Games, but he was also Tinky Winky in the BBC children's show Teletubbies from 1997 through 2001. Simon Shelton just passed away at 53. It's the radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
One day, in Teletubby Land, the Nunu was cleaning up when he heard somebody coming. Look at Lala's knees. Lala's knees are all dirty.
Dirty knees. What are we going to do with six dirty knees? It's time for Tubby Sponges. It's time for the Teletubbies to wash their dirty knees with their Tubby Sponges.
I was trying to remember how I ended up with that record way back when, because I've had that since I was on at WAFE. And I went in and checked inside the CD jewel case, and it was from the same promoter that sent me the Pat Boone In a Metal Mood disc. Go figure. Send the same person Teletubbies and Pat Boone In a Metal Mood. I think that's great. I think it's kind of brilliant, really. I'd like to thank them for that. All these years later. That's been, you know, 20-odd years now. Crazy. Crazy. But I digress, as often I do. We should turn right back to the obits as we move to the radio obituary for Norihiko Hashida, the Japanese singer-songwriter. He joined the Folk Crusaders in 1967 and appeared with the band in 1968 in the film Three Resurrected Drunkards before the group split. He had a very well-received career in Japan in the early 70s. Norihiko Hashida just passed away at 72. Let's jump into that radio obituary right now at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Let's go. 夢は持つね。わびしく揺れる。悲しくて悲しくて、とてもやりきれないこの限りない虚しさの。とてもやりきれないこの燃えたぎる苦しさは明日も続くのか。
On to the radio obituary for Mark E. Smith, the English singer, songwriter, and musician, best known as the lead singer, lyricist, and only constant member of The Fall, considered a post-punk group. I don't even know what that means. Especially, you know, Mark E. Smith saw the Sex Pistols, started The Fall. I guess that's post. I don't know. I don't understand these genres people are coming up with all the time. Anyway, he led The Fall from 1976 until his death. Mark E. Smith just passed away at 60. It's a radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Into